Νίκος Μπέλος, εφημερίδα Ναυτιπορική.
Κύριε Επιτροπέ,
θα ήθελα να σας ρωτήσω για το θέμα της Ελλάδας. Δεν έχετε προβλέψει, σήμερα τουλάχιστον δεν μας δίνετε χρονοδιαγράμματα συμμόρφωσης. Εγώ θα ήθελα να σας ρωτήσω, εάν λαμβανομένου υπόψη ότι η Ελλάδα θα βρεθεί στο τελευταίο στάδιο της διαδικασίας περί υπερβολικού ελλείμματος και προφανέστατα είναι η τελευταία της ευκαιρία, εάν είστε διατεθειμένος να δώσετε μια ικανή χρονική περίοδο στην κυβέρνηση για συμμόρφωση, ούτως ώστε τα μέτρα που θα ληφθούν να μην είναι εξαιρετικά επώδυνα για τον Έλληνα φορολογούμενο, ο οποίος τελικά θα κληθεί και να πληρώσει όλα αυτά.
Well, effectively, in the case of Greece, we are not giving today deadlines for the correction of the excessive deficit. We will do it when we will adopt recommendations under the next step of the procedure, 104.9. Today, we are establishing that according to the Commission opinion and in coincidence with the Greek government, effective action was not adopted. So, if the Council shares our opinion, and I think they will share our opinion, in 2 months after the December ECOFIN, the Greek government will need to present recommendations in accordance with our... we will have to give recommendations to the Greek authorities. And at the same time, in January, the Greek government has announced that they will present a stability program with their intentions over the medium term. So, according to the information that the minister gave to us during the last Eurogroup on Monday, the 20th of November, the Greek government will adopt the budget for 2010. The parliament will discuss and adopt budget for 2010 in December. And in January, the government will submit a new stability program that will be very interesting to check the intentions with the Greek government with the recommendations that we will propose to them for the correction of the excessive deficit. But in the case of Greece, as was discussed during the last Eurogroup, and it's not the first time that we do so, it's not only about the correction of excessive deficit. The new figures of the deficit in Greece, the evolution of the public debt in Greece, the conditions of the public sector and of the Greek economy requires a much more ambitious action from the point of view of the Greek authorities to adjust the Greek economy and to correct as soon as possible the very serious imbalances of the Greek economy. So in the case of Greece, they have a very big fiscal imbalance, much bigger than we were receiving till last month from the Greek authorities, and the Greek economy needs very, very strong and ambitious structural adjustment, because if not, these fiscal imbalances will not diminish, but will be maintained, and this is not possible for the good future of the Greek economy.
Darf ich meine Frage auf Deutsch stellen? Thomas Mayer from the Daily German. The Standard in Austria. Ich hätte zwei Fragen, Herr Kommissar.
I have two questions, Commissioner.
Ich hätte zwei kleine Fragen. Zum einen zu Griechenland. Was Sie heute hier präsentiert haben, inklusive der Ankündigung von künftiger Maßnahmen, klingt doch sehr alarmierend. Was heißt denn das langfristig gesehen für die Stabilität des Euro? Wenn man sich diese Zahlen anschaut, dann wäre es ja fast undenkbar, dass der Euro, gäbe es ihn noch nicht, unter diesen Bedingungen eingeführt wird. Sehen Sie die Gefahr, dass Griechenland hier noch weiter wegdriftet, wenn Sie die empfohlenen Maßnahmen offensichtlich eben nicht
there is a danger that Greece will drift further away if these measures are not fully implemented. What do this mean for the stability of the euro?
Now, regarding Greece, to complete my previous answer to the Greek colleague, the Greek economy and the Greek public finances have very serious problems, have to face very serious challenges that were not faced sufficiently in the past. And the challenge or the difficulties is not only coming from the lack of reliability of the public finance figures that we have been receiving from the Greek authorities, that is obvious, that were completely wrong, but it's coming from the real reasons that are creating the problems shown with the last figures regarding the public deficit or the public debt evolution that we knew in the past days. So Greece needs strong structural adjustments. Greece needs a very ambitious and determined fiscal consolidation strategy over the medium term. And Greece needs very crucial institutional reforms to be able to deliver in the first side structural adjustments and in the second one fiscal adjustment. So the challenges are high. It's not only a problem for the Greek citizens, that it is indeed, it's also a question of common concern for the whole euro area. And this is the message that was sent the last time on Monday during the Eurogroup discussion on Greece, and that the new finance minister of Greece received, being conscious of how important is his task and the task of the new government to deal with all these issues.